Chapter 14, Devotional 10, How Bad Do You Want It? Asking Leads to Having. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8 tell us, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Words lead to destiny. You must think it, believe it, and speak it before you will ever have it. Our mouth is a divine instrument. Our mouth, the words we speak, impact both the physical realm, life in the world, and the spiritual realm, life in the kingdom. As an executive coach, I often tell my clients, I'm good at what I do, but I'm not a mind reader. You must tell me about your visions, dreams, and goals, your plans, hopes, fears, strengths, weaknesses, failures, and disappointments. We will work on these. You must tell me what you need and want. Once you've learned to effectively communicate these things to me, then you can tell your boss. Why are we so fearful and hesitant to ask for what we need or want? The answer is very simple, fear. Satan knows the truth and the power of Jesus' teaching here. As part of the Holy Trinity, Jesus knows we've been created in God's image and been given a mouth to use as a divine instrument. He knows that having starts with believing and asking. If Satan can convince you that there will be negative consequences for even asking, or that you are wasting your time, then maybe you'll just be quiet. I've talked with many bosses who found out in an exit interview what was important to a key employee who was on his way out the door. By this time, it's too late to talk. The employee explored other opportunities, interviewed, received an offer, and accepted it because they were too afraid to ask their boss for a transfer or promotion or a salary increase or talk about a problem. Bosses, have you established rapport and trust that fosters open two-way conversation? Employees, have you asked for what you need or want? I encourage you both to start talking and asking. Asking leads to having. Lord, thank you for teaching me that my words have power. Jesus, help me to walk in faith and use my mouth as a divine instrument to create my destiny. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.